This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to eighth time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday. Happy opening day to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We're with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Got a little bounce in your step today, man. I can tell.
I'm looking at all the promotional items this year for the Astros.
Trying to figure out which one I want to get. Yeah, the giveaway calendar. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. What's today? Schedule magnet?
Today is schedule magnet. You got to do schedule magnet day on the very first day of the season because then you get maximum usage out of it. You know,
that's true. Yeah, yeah. It'd be a waste to go tomorrow. You're like,
tomorrow. I already knew that game was yesterday. Thanks for nothing.
Got 161 hits of dopamine off of this instead of 162.
That's right. I don't know what they. Early in the season, I know that the one on Saturday, I'm pretty sure Saturday, is the old Jeremy Pena muscle shirt that we were talking about. The Jeremy Pena muscle shirt that sucked me in like a tractor beam to betting the over on home runs this year.
Jeremy Pena muscle tee shirt day, which is also hope that the guy sitting next to you is in a sweaty fat slob day.
Yeah. Oh yeah, if they take it and immediately put it on, yes.
Yeah, they should combine with a deodorant on that day.
Well,
you know?
And if the ballpark, and I would hope now that Daikin is the sponsor that this isn't the case. But, dude, remember how hot the ballpark was in the first couple months of the season last year?
There was an update on that in the offseason.
Okay.
It basically said that they'd figured something out. I cannot recall that. So, everybody take that with a grain of salt the way you would take an anonymous scout report.
Yeah.
You're like, well, an anonymous radio host said that he thought he heard tell of an improvement.
Yeah.
Obviously, with an actual air conditioning company.
Yeah, man.
Taking control of the naming rights there.
All right,
I was looking through the promotion. Emotional days, and I was kind of thinking, I have a family member who's autistic, and awesome, does very well managing it, and yet I'm trying to figure out on Autism Awareness Night if that would be the right night to bring him or not. Like, does everybody just shut the hell up? Because my autistic family member is not a huge fan of
noise,
loud crowds.
I don't know. That's early in the season, too. I might have bought tickets for that. I think it's like Tuesday of next week.
Okay, well, if you go, just shut the hell up.
I will.
Okay?
No, I'll be quiet. I'm not loud to begin with, but I'll keep it down.
Could you just quiet it down a little bit?
It's the worst home field advantage of the year. So the Astros, a ton of good stuff going on. So today is opening day. It's an early start. It's a 3:10 first pitch. Schedule magnet giveaway. Pre-game, Seth, the reveal. I'm going off of all the press release stuff from the Astros yesterday. They were hyped about these early season series, and I am too. This is going to be a super intriguing season for the Astros, especially early on with this outfield. Offensively, thumbs up. I think it's good. Even with Jake Meyers out there, I'll give it an overall report card of A in terms of intrigue. Defensively, I give it an A+ in terms of intrigue, but a D- in terms of how it's affecting my anxiety, the defensive outfield part.
This is the one thing to remember about the outfield, Sean, is that the pitching staff does project to be one of the most ground ball heavy staffs in the league. Yeah. And that's not something that they haven't thought about as they're experimenting a little bit in the outfield.
Yep.
Doesn't mean you're never going to get any fly balls out there, obviously. Right. But, I mean, with Jose Altuve specifically, okay, he's really taken a downturn defensively as a second baseman. If he's going to hurt you as a fielder, it's with this pitching staff, and you know, when they mix and match with the ground ball pitchers, he's probably not going to hurt you nearly as much as a left fielder as he would as a second baseman.
Well, not today, too. It's Framber on the mound. So, good. That's a really good point. So they're revealing the new look Phillips 66 home run train. No more oranges on there, I'm guessing.
Right.
Bye-bye Minute Maid Park. Hello, Daikin. What do we think Bobby Dynamite is carrying in his choo-choo train out there?
It was originally logs.
Yes.
Before it went to oranges.
Yep.
Would it be simple enough just to put it back to logs? I feel like that. I don't think it's necessarily going to get a pop or anything.
There's
nothing from the air conditioning industry that lends itself to being carried by a train as aesthetically pleasing as oranges are.
This would not work out well in Houston in real life if people were to try to mimic this. But if you're trying to mirror the sponsor, gigantic ice cubes. Or snowballs, maybe something like that. You know,
yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, you know, that's.
What about a bunch of illegal Freon that they're smuggling in?
Yes, yes.
Is that still a thing?
Rogue Freon. Yeah. If you haven't done anything yet, Astros, smuggled Freon. We're gonna be a Freon mule. That's what we're gonna
It'll be.
Freon,
but you won't actually be able to see the Freon.
Yeah.
On top of it, it'll be cans of tomato paste.
There you go.
It'll be just something like, exactly, how would we hide this?
Like throwing people off the scent. I got you.
Yes, 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 yes. And then with a couple of drug sniffing or Freon sniffing dogs trailing the train.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's set a whole scene. Yes. Shrunken heads. Of every all-star the Astros have smoked in the postseason since 2015, that would be kind of fun.
Be a little
morbid. I mean, it would get people talking for sure.
Is that a suggestion from one of our listeners?
A suggestion from me, right?
Oh, okay.
That's me. I want that. No, but that's a good idea. What should the cargo be on the new train out in left field? 713-572-4610. On the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line.
Maybe it would just be a big air conditioning unit or something.
Yeah.
You know, like a rooftop,
with shrunken heads hanging off of it. I really want these shrunken heads to happen.
I am intrigued. I'm surprised that hasn't leaked yet.
Yeah.
That there hasn't been some report. I looked a little bit. Maybe I missed it.
Yeah.
I'm not on the message boards as much as I used to be.
Because that City Connect uniform leaked like a week before they revealed it.
Can we not leak our uniforms, people?
Yeah.
Can we manage to not leak our uniforms? This is 2 years in a row now. First the Texans, and now the Astros, where we've leaked the uniforms.
At least with the Astros, the leak was just the shrink-wrap version of the uniform getting pulled out of a box somewhere. Whereas with the Texans, it was some dude wearing a Stingley uniform who looked nothing like Derek Stingley.
He did not fill out the uniform the same way Stingley filled out his uniform.
No, wasn't fat or anything like that. And it wasn't even, you know, he just looked like he was in good shape, you know?
He looked a little bit like when Hollywood does a football movie and almost nobody on the team actually looks like a football player in their uniforms.
Yes.
They're usually just put, all right, can we find somebody who weighs 300 pounds to play an offensive lineman? Okay, good. Yeah, he's a pro football player.
Excited for this opening day, man. Larry Durker's throwing out the first pitch. I was thinking about that this morning. Larry Durker's an awesome dude. I was thinking about that this morning. You know, with anything in sports and you start to talk about nostalgia, you're like, the big fill in the blank is you can't write the history of this without so-and-so. And they talk about that with the Hall of Fame. Well, I hate that as a criteria. That's a Peter King thing. If you can't write the history of football without this guy, he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Ugh. Yeah, it's an incredible lack of imagination.
Yeah. Yes. Now, that said, I'm about to use it.
It's like, how could we possibly have written this without... Well, you just take it out, dumbass.
Yeah, a
writer. You're told to cut words all the time.
By the way, there's crappy players that you can't write the history of football without either.
I'll
say this about Larry Durker. After Jeff Bagwell and Craig Biggio and Jose Altuve, the list is very short of people that you could write the history of the Astros without mentioning their name, given that Larry Durker was a high-level pitcher for the Astros for years. He was a great broadcaster here. You know, he was in the booth for a long time, and then he went straight from the booth to being a manager and had a successful, you know, didn't win a World Series or anything like that, but he won a few division titles in the late 90s, and he had a successful career as a manager as well, and just a great guy. So he's throwing out the first pitch today.
He's 78 years old now.
Yeah,
already.
Man.
I don't think he's a young. I haven't talked to him in a couple of years.
He's a young 78.
Well.
I see him every year. I'll see him in a week at the Joe Niekro Foundation thing. He's there every year. Food item that I dare you to eat at the ballpark. I've had this sitting on the rundown for a week ever since I saw it. The Daddy Mac dog. Darren Revelle tweeted this out. Could you eat this, Seth, sitting in your seat? Foot-long Angus beef frank with chopped brisket, mac and cheese, barbecue sauce, and a crispy dill pickle.
It's the key part there is obviously yes, I could eat it, but in my seat, no, I wouldn't.
In
even
your
try.
Seat is the key.
No,
yeah,
the macaroni and cheese would be all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
You can imagine me sitting there in my Jeremy Pena basketball jersey, no t-shirt underneath, eating that, just slopping it all over myself. No, you eat that up on the concourse,
up in the concourse,
nowhere else.
Find a table. Yeah,
I am mandating that.
Yeah, I don't get the people to take these gigantic creations of culinary, you know, Aramark creations or whoever's doing the food over at the park and bring it to their seat.
Yeah,
it's wild.
You've gotten me angry about that phrase. You can't write the history without.
Oh yeah,
you're right. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
That's like saying, hey, you know what else you can't really write the history of any of these sports leagues without? Al Qaeda.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Like without 9/11 and everything that had. Does that mean Al Qaeda belongs in the Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame class. They unveil the Hall of Fame class at the Super Bowl and they slap a gold jacket on a member of Al Qaeda.
Right. Yeah. The N90 masks.
Yeah.
Can't write the history of sports without that. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's take every unpleasant thing that you can't write the history of baseball without.
$15.79 for that big gigantic hot dog. That's a pretty, for ballpark prices, that's pretty good. Like a regular hot dog's like $8 or $9. That's pretty good.
No, that thing looks delicious.
It
I'd
looks,
eat that.
Yeah.
Okay, no, the real question is, do you eat it with your hands or I feel like I'd give you a pass to eat that with a fork and knife.
Yeah, for sure. Because I'd want to get, I need a fork to scoop up all the macaroni and cheese shrapnel that falls off of the hot dog.
Yeah,
you know? You want to eat the whole thing. Season win total for the Astros, 86.5.
Over.
This feels like an over show. Payne and Pendergast is an over show when it comes to stuff like this. Yes, I'm going over 86.5. Plus 1,600 to win the World Series. Tied for six. So still in the, upper third. I don't know if that's the upper quartile of the upper quartile, but I will say this. The Astros have, when it comes to winning,
the upper quartile of winners were in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
That's actually true with the Astros over the last 10 years, okay?
You know, the Fangraphs has the win total at 83 for the Astros.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay, why do you think they're, are they, boy, Fangraphs factors in everything, not just.
They factor in everything, but they have, if I recall properly, some of it is a little bit antiquated. It's not as advanced as you would think. It's based on a rolling schedule, which includes going back into last season.
Yeah.
So that they might be a little off on that. We need our baseball nerds to tell us.
Yeah.
Text in if you're a baseball nerd or a self-proclaimed baseball nerd.
The Astros.
If you just like to think of yourself as a baseball nerd, which computer model should I use?
Yes, in placing our over bet for the season, because we ain't betting the under. I don't bet the under on my teams. I don't like to root against them. The Astros have gone under the last two seasons, and they're one of only like four or five teams in baseball to do that. That went under their posted total. So they've underachieved compared to Vegas. I think it's fair to say they'll have to overachieve that number this year to win the division. I don't think 86 wins gets the although this is going to be a dogfight. This division is going to be.
That's right. It might be one of those situations where because the division is strong, it tamps down the overall wins. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're just beating up on each other. Yeah. Cam Smith, you put this in here. Cam Smith is the favorite for Rookie of the Year now?
He is.
Wow. 4.5 to 1 if you want to get down on that. Okay, he was like 6 2 days ago. Must be that video that got everybody going.
Third fastest elevation since 1985, I believe, is the running. There's a little bit of I've seen discrepancies in that in just how fast his elevation is compared to other guys. I mean, because like Dave Winfield and those guys didn't even hit the minors. Yeah. So, but it's one of the fastest elevations in a long, long time in baseball.
The two names that I saw that he's been bumping up against are Pete Incaviglia and John Olerud. But suffice it to say, you're right. Suffice it to say, you can throw Dave Winfield or anybody else in there. It is a fast call up for Cam Smith.
Dave Winfield was a bum. Put him up next to
drafted
Cam Smith.
Drafted in 3 sports, Dave Winfield. He was drafted
in
football, basketball, and baseball. Yeah, look it up. He was drafted in 3 sports. He was the man.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Crazy.
Yep, yep. All right. Anonymous scouts. We've talked about them. Seth's going to quiz me again at 8:00 today. With quotes from anonymous scouts. I have to guess the player. But they've started to, the anonymous scouts have been weighing in on 2 positions that I would say are primary positions of need for the Texans. How are they feeling about some of the guys that we have loved in these mock draft exercises that we've done? We'll do that coming up next. Happy opening day, everybody.